Carlson on angry children protesting, toppling statues. Never been a dumber group gathered in one place in all of American history. By Jeff Poor on June 24, 2020. Wednesday, Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson opened his program with a scathing assessment of the intellect of those participating in nationwide protests, which have included vandalism and the destruction of private and public property. Carlson reiterated the point he made a night earlier, calling the protesters an arm of the Democratic Party. "We've spent an awful lot of time over the past few weeks trying to figure out and explain what's happening to our country," he said. "At times it's been depressing, but it seems important. At this point, it is pretty clear that nothing is what we are told it is. These are not protests. This is not about George Floyd. It's not about systemic racism, whatever that is. America is not a racist country. You are not a bad person for living here. These are definitely not protesters. They are not even rioters. They are the armed militia of the Democratic Party. They are working to overthrow our system of government. They are trying to put themselves in power. That's all obvious now. It is genuinely sinister. We're worried about that. We've said it. We mean it." The Fox News host noted the contradictions in the statue sometimes targeted by protesters, who may have led the charge in trying to correct the same indiscretions the protesters claim to be championing in a different era. He also explained how some things are misinterpreted sometimes out of fear. But in the process of saying that, we may have missed something else that is also true as well as highly amusing. "These people are idiots, for real," Carlson said. "The angry children that you watched set fire to Wendy's and topple statues and scream at you on television day after day are truly and utterly stupid. This probably never been a dumber group gathered in one place in all of American history. They are mouth breathers. They know nothing. They couldn't tell you who George Washington was. They couldn't you when the Civil War was fought, probably not even to the century. They say they oppose racism, and then they rip down monuments to abolitionists," he added. "They don't see the contradiction in that because they have no idea who the abolitionists were. They think it's a band for the 80s. A lot of the very stupidest people, by the way, are, quote, well-educated. They have all the worthless credentials we are told we should want for our children. They went to Duke. They work at some nonprofit. They hold a good-paying job in digital at Nike. They are supposedly impressive, but they are not impressive at all. They're incredibly dumb. They fall for any lie, no matter how preposterous. The more preposterous, the more likely they are to fall for it. And like small children, they are afraid of everything." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.